Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. We got a wonderful show for you. Well, when I have that intro, I don't say anything. Plus, I'm doing some other stuff and I'm doing research. Thank you so much for tuning in. Oh, my poor beloved Atlanta Braves. You know, they're not going to pass out. See, I was not going to say anything during this whole conversation because it might offend someone that speaks, but then someone who doesn't like silence would be offended, so I didn't know what to do.
I want you, one show, just sit there and smile or be sad, cry a little bit, be happy a little bit, hug yourself a little bit, pat yourself on the back.
Remember, it is Hug a National Drummer Day.
Oh.
It's Hug a Drummer Day National.
Guess what's on CNN right now?
Not Trump.
Elizabeth Warren.
But tomahawks are not going to be passed out anymore because a player rips them as disrespectful. Even though tons of Native Americans are coming out in support of the tomahawks, so whatever the case. You know, NBA is talking badly about the United States, but not China. God forbid, you know. Well, they've had everything they get made in China instead of the United States, so they're in their back pocket. They can't say anything negative against China. Hollywood legend John Voight is a truth teller for the Democratic Party, and he's honestly coming out, you know, saying, hey, the Democratic Party does not represent America anymore, and it doesn't. But don't worry, folks. Don't worry. I want to get into that. Hillary Clinton says she's going to beat Trump again, and oh, it's great. Don't forget to like and share, folks. Don't forget to like and share. I'm adding the PayPal link so you can donate and help out. I do comedy at $85 an hour, and I accept PayPal. The link's below. I have to do this conversation. What else do we got going on in the conversation tonight? Let me see here. Vermont City Council gives the green light for non-citizens to vote. Okay. Dirty, we're going to bust a bunch of people up there to vote. It's just going to start that gravy train rolling. I mean, I don't expect to go to France and vote in an election. No, I expect to be a citizen before I can do that one. A Ford dealership gives out Bibles, flag, AR-15 voucher to buyers. One more reason to buy a Ford. Cannabis played a big part in the Grateful Dead scene. Since the beginning, I want to get into that. And also, now that it's starting to become more mainstream cannabis, how do you work with it? That, and also, what's the fix at Manchester United if there is one? Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. I hope you really do. And let me see here. Got so much going on today. Like I never do. Let me see here. Okay, for his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes in the morning. Psalms 35. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day and Trump is in Minnesota. Please support him and, you know, and watch that at some point because they were turning up the heat and removing bathrooms, anything to try to keep people from coming there. But yeah, sorry, they're red coats, but we're not gonna. Mm-mm. Sorry, we ain't gonna win there. I went to an Atlanta Braves game, you know, and they were passing out these foam tomahawk, and I was offended. I was so disrespected because of the tomahawk. I'm not Native American or anything, and Native Americans support it, it's great, but they don't. The Native Americans don't think about my feelings. Because the passing of tomahawks at a baseball game. What do tomahawks have to do with baseball? They need to change their name. Oh, give me a... Hey, folks. Yeah. Right here. I'm correct on this show. Not politically correct. You know, I think the Atlanta Braves need to change their name to the turd sandwiches and have their symbol be a roll of toilet paper, and it comes down that has like a turd stain on it. You don't want Atlanta Braves? If you're offended by the name, call them the turd sandwiches. You know, the Tigers will be named the Toilet Bowls, the Detroit Toilet Bowls, because we suck so bad. Or the Vacuum Cleaners, which, you know, Detroit Vacuum Cleaners, because we suck. I'm just saying. We're so funny. Isn't it funny how, like, people are offended by this and they think it's disrespectful, but Native Americans support it? You know, the actual people that... You would, if it really was disrespectful and really offensive, why are the people that it should be disrespecting and should be offending are the ones that support it and ones that back it? Who was it who named the Washington Redskins? Who was that? Yeah, I think it was Native Americans who came up with the name. Yeah, but they're supposed to be the ones that are offended. Think about that, you know. All these people that are offended, you know. Remember, folks, know your history. An apprenticeship, back in the day, that was 6 days a week, 12 hours a day, bare minimum. Learning a craft, whether it was iron work, you know, being a tinsmith. If you ever wonder where the term blacksmith comes from, smith is an old term referring to hammer, to hit. Smith. What that means. So if you're a blacksmith, you're working with black material, aka iron. If you're a coppersmith, you're working with copper. Or a tinsmith, you're working with tin. You were basically a slave if you were an apprentice to learn a craft, whether it's to be a cooper or a tinsmith or a blacksmith. It was a lot. You were basically a slave. You worked that, and you worked with someone. And a lot of times, okay, you were doing, okay, this is, you're just going to sharpen these people's tools. All you're going to do all day. And once you get that down, then they are slowly moving. You live in this country where everyone is offended by everything. Well, okay, coal miners were slaves. It's because a lot of them weren't black.
Well, they weren't when they went to a coal mine.
When they came out, they were. You know,
explain to me how this last generation grew up with Family Guy, South Park,
Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, Bob's Burgers.
American Dad.
And they are offended by everything.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't either. You know, when you have the NBA supporting China, not supporting the activists, but supporting the Chinese government. Oh, yeah, that's right. Their shoes, made in China. Jerseys, made in China. Hats, made in China.
Basketball,
made in China. Foam fingers, made in China. Banners, made in China. Bandanas, sweatbands, made in China.
Their underwear?
Made in China. Socks, made in China. The canned oranges that they eat, China. The hairspray they use, made in China. The shoelaces, made in China. The oil that we get, that they get from China.
No.
That's Russia. Oh, that's the Ukraine. Okay, folks. Anyways.
Are you listening to the president?
I stopped. Because I had so much. But anyways.
You can listen to him when you're here because he's good. He's on fire.
He is on fire. I mean, and that's what we're talking about. Because, I mean, you have their pants, you know. Well, I know everyone wants a cheap product, but, you know, they don't want to pay. I mean, but look at how many jobs in the state of Indiana pay the living minimum wage, a living wage. $16-17 an hour for a two-bedroom apartment. To afford a two-bedroom apartment, both people living there have to be making about $16 to $17 to afford the average two-bedroom apartment in Indiana. Very few places pay that. No one talks about inflation. No one talks about inflation, but that's a huge issue going on right now in this country. Massive, massive, massive issue. It is. Everyone sits there and talks about this country. And, well, yeah, I have more money in my pocketbook now. Yeah, there's more opportunities. Yeah, everything's, but when it comes to inflation, it's killing us. I don't get to sit there and vote myself a living wage increase every year like the politicians do. You know, you have Joe Biden talking about how, well, guess what, folks? I'm going to tell you what. I'm Joe Biden, and we need to impeach Trump because he's shooting holes in the Constitution when you're the one that wants to take away Joe Biden or Second Amendment right. You want to take away our Second Amendment right, Joe Biden, but Trump's putting holes in our Constitution? No, Trump is trying to keep our freedom of speech. Remember, folks, it's only a matter of time before all you protesters out there, you liberal protesters, well, I was promised all this stuff. You know that time where you give a buddy $5, $6, $7, $8, and you never get the money back? See, in my life, if I give someone $1, I'm blessing them. I don't ever expect to get anything back I give anybody. If they borrow my phone charger, I never expect it back. I assume I'm giving it to them. If I give them $1, I'm assuming that dollar, I'm giving it to them. That's what I truly, you know. And that's what you got to realize, folks. All this free stuff and all this stuff that these Democrats are promising you, just wait until that stuff doesn't come to fruition and they don't give you anything. Wait a minute, now we got no way to, well, where? I was told I was going to have this. And then you have no food, and then you have no this, and you have no that. Why don't, instead of hoping someone's going to give you something, why don't you try to earn it? Why don't you try to make it yourself or do it yourself? Look at Jimmy Carter, 95, and he's building homes. Worst president ever, in my opinion, but he's a great man. Yes, sir, he's a great man, but sucky president. That's just where we live in, folks, you know. Like my producer said, she goes, look at this. Look at this. Look at this. You got South Park, Bob's Burgers, American Dad, Family Guy, and those same people that grew up on that are offended. Are they really offended, or are they just being told what to say? Because what has Trump done? That's, well, where is Trump trying to, like, take away our rights and take away our Second Amendment and take away our freedom of speech? I don't care if you're a liberal and you want to speak your mind. I hope you do speak your mind. But don't censor me. Don't try to censor me. And that's the problem. I mean, Minder Jamal gets taken down all the time. And if you know how many megabits per second he has, it's not his internet. He's being taken down. I believe in my support group that I run that there's probably people on there that don't have an issue. They're from Facebook on there, you know, it's a made-up profile, and they're just making sure that we're clean. We're not doing anything illegal or whatever. Who knows? You know, we're not violating the liberal code, the double standard. See, we're living right now in the insurance policy. See, because this is it all started. Let me tell you a little story about a 2016 election where the media guaranteed Hillary Clinton would win. No matter what happened, she couldn't lose. But along came a man named Trump who they never thought would actually get the nomination, and he did. And then the rest is history. That's the problem. We guarantee 100 billion percent Hillary Clinton. My model's never been wrong. I've done a billion models. Yeah, Hillary Clinton. Oh, yeah. Trump won't win one state. Yep, my model's never been wrong. Da-da-da. Everyone, Hillary Clinton's never going to lose. Never, never, never. Trump won't even have a chance. You know, it's going to be a landslide. And then when you watch, like, Young Trump, oh, I don't see nothing landslide here. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You know, I mean, she can still win. She got to get Florida. And then Pennsylvania goes to Trump. Florida goes to Trump. Like, you know. And so, like, if you were given, here, give me your life savings. I'm going to bet it. Trust me. Payday is going to win. Trust me. This is how much you'll get. And then when you lose, you want to kill the guy that took your money, who guaranteed you were going to win. That's what happens. Well, we got to do something. These liberals are going to hang us by our toes, by like Mussolini. We got to think of something fast. We'll make up a collusion. We'll make up some fake Russia bull crap. Because guess what? Then we can get permits to hopefully investigate Trump. And he's done nothing wrong. There's no collusion. But in this fake collusion, maybe we can find some. Well, we didn't. There's no collusion, so we're not going to find anything there. But dirty. Look what came up. Look at what we found. They were hoping to find something. When they made up this Russia collusion story, they were hoping that when they got all these permits to warrants to do searches on a fake dossier, fake bullcrap, they were hoping that they'd be able to nail them on something. They were hoping they would find anything on them. I could retire on the amount of money they spent trying to pin something on Donald Trump, but they can't. I could retire. He could pay off the national debt with all the money he spent trying to investigate Trump. Oh, we're going to find something. I know he did something. Even if he, one time in kindergarten, I know he didn't lace one of his shoes, and we're going to get him. We're gonna find some chick that lived in Ethiopia, and we're gonna have her say that she met Trump and she did, and he drugged her and did him, even though she's never lived in the U.S. and has nothing to do with him, never met the man. It just makes you sick, because what are the Democrats really doing to try to help America make it better? What are they really doing? What are they, you know? Well, it's like all these politicians. Why do they care about Obamacare? They're not going to be on it. There's a Affordable Care Act. They're not going to have to use it. They don't have to be on it. They don't care. You know, I don't care. But it's, you know, and people are waking up slowly, like, okay, what is the Democrat, what's the Democratic Party really doing? I mean, you see people that if you could make up the most horrendous BS. And if it was on Yahoo or ABC, they'd believe it. You know, oh, look at all these rallies that Trump's had. And they've had to spend millions of dollars at these rallies for security. And Trump's not paying them back. Oh, you know, you're just covering up. Like at this rally, they took away bathrooms. They were turning up the heat, trying to make it uncomfortable, sweat people out. They can't stand it. Same thing with the NFL. Well, we're just not gonna air the national anthem anymore. That will solve the problem. They're still gonna take a knee. They're still gonna disrespect this country, but we're not gonna air that on TV. That's the problem. No. People know you're still taking the knee. People know you're still disrespecting the national anthem. They know you never did anything. That's why your viewership is plummeting. I read an article the other day where it showed photos from like stadiums that were like, there was like no one at the games. All because some overprivileged black person claimed that he was oppressed. Even though everything he's pissing and moaning about. See, everything he's pissing and moaning about is everything that he was. What are you pissing and moaning about there, Kaepernick? Because you were given every opportunity that you claim that you can't get because you're the color of your skin. A Ford dealership gives Bibles, flags, Air 15 voucher to buyers. That's why I buy Ford. Have you driven a Ford lately? Yes, sir. A South Carolina dealership launched a Guy Guns in America promotion in an attempt to boost sales and business. For the month of October, November, Carolina Ford in Hena Pass, South Carolina, will be celebrating the patriotic mantra. That's right, man. I'm going to see if I can go down there and buy me a car. If you want to help donate to my new car, I need one and I don't got no money. That's right. You'll get a $400 voucher towards a Smith & Wesson AR-15 style rifle. That's right. A peace rifle, because that's what they were used to keep the peace. Yes. You get a free Bible and an American flag. Yes, sir. It's a conservative's wet dream to go to that place. Yeah, liberals, that's not a safe space, okay? See, that place right there is just correct. They're not politically correct. They're just correct, you know. Americans want to have a Bible, want to have protection. I mean, what do people fear with a law-abiding citizen? How do you fear a sane individual who knows how to use a gun and is properly trained like a police officer? How do you offend? I'm just wondering. Tell me. Let me know. How someone who, you know, I'm a I'm scared of a cycle. No matter, there are people that with bare hands I'd be afraid of. But, you know, I don't know. I just love that Ford dealership, dude. That's awesome. Here's a free Bible. Here's an American flag. You know, there's a little old thing in this country called freedom. If you don't like this, if you want socialism so bad, just go to North. Just seriously, go to North Korea. Go to China. Go to Venezuela if you like socialism so bad. Go to China. Go to Venezuela. See firsthand what socialism does.
Go to Hong Kong.
This is not. It's not China. Where has U.S. I finally figured it out. The reason why China's having problems now and having all this fighting with the people and their government is because of the tariffs that Trump put on play. You know, because they're going to have to. It can't be because of a totalitarian government that controls you, runs your life, and owns you.
No, you have to see because constituents being happy.
Yeah.
You know, that's a thing in China.
Yeah. You know, Venezuela's our fault. I don't think so. Look at all those Venezuelans that come here to escape, and they say, well, guess what, folks? I listened to MSNBC for about 10 minutes, and I heard the same crap told to me by my government right before this came about.
Yep.
But whatever. John Voight, the legendary actor, you know, Democrat, and the Democratic Party does not represent America anymore. I miss the days when, hey, Bruce Springsteen, how you doing there? Bruce Hornsby, how you doing? Tom Petty, I love Tom. You know, that dude wants socialism. That dude wants China here. That dude wants this, you know. You're an actor. Be an actor. You know, I guess because of notoriety, but, you know, sorry, but just because Joe Namath likes, oh, wow, this is squirrel cream. Yeah, it's made with natural squirrel oil. Yeah, it has anti-inflammatory properties found by the Chinese in the Ming Dynasty. You know, so what? I'm not just going to buy a product because Joe Namath is paid to sell this stuff. He could probably sit there when he's done going, oh, man, that stuff didn't work at all. Where's my damn check? My arm's telling me I don't know. I want my check. I promoted your crap product. Now I want my damn check. Nah. You know, just because yours, I don't want to hear what you stand for. Leave politics up to people who do it. I'm not going to stand with, you know, but everyone that does come out politically for Trump, cha-ching. But we're not even living in a society where they're hiding themselves. Guess what, folks? We're socialists and we're proud. I mean, just look at the Catholic Church. I urge you to watch A Wolf in Sheep's Clothing, the documentary. Saul Alinsky was trying to push socialism into the... Because the Catholic Church... We are a huge, 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 the biggest voting block. And if they, when you have people that are pro-gay rights, pro-abortion, yeah, wait a minute. I've never had liberal, progressive Today is National Come Out Day, I guess. Learned that at work. But I never thought that type of person would ever say they would have anything good to think about Catholic Church. Well, they're trying to get it to where, you know, and the Pope that's there now, I know he was brought in for the sole purpose of pushing a socialist agenda. Nothing you're going to... But that's just where we live in, folks. Oh, they're not hiding it. That's what's scary. They're not... Yeah, we're socialist. Yep. Oh, yeah, we want that here. Good luck. It's coming. We're not going to be a socialist nation. Never, never, never. That's the problem. I mean, when you have parents using kids for the global climate strike, I just want to go to some of those kids and say, hey, where are you where is your research? Show me where you can prove to me that what you're saying about that the world is coming to an end is happening. Because if you go back to a Time magazine, the liberal magazine Time, 1977, they had two penguins on the cover and they talked about an up and coming ice age. Oh, yeah, when they had that, what's that thing called? That, like, Earth Day, the first Earth Day when they had that. What did my brother do? Oh, he had the car running all day. My wife-to-be had aerosol cans spraying them. He did me proud. That's why I loved you, brother. That's why you're my brother, man. What a great guy. Oh, yes. But you have a Vermont City Council that is giving the green light to have non-citizens vote. But up in Vermont, heck, you never have. I mean, at least when I lived there, it was like 2.5 black people in the whole state. The rest was like all white, except for at like the one Asian restaurant. Yeah, that's fact. See, that's not being politically correct. That's being correct. That's being honest. You know, no one wants to do that anymore in this country. You know, when you go down an alley at 2 o'clock in the morning, you don't think that guy that's in the back of the alley is a Mormon. How you doing? Have you heard of the Another Testament of Jesus Christ through Joseph Smith? Nah, you're thinking in terms of, what's he got? Is he going to kill me? Is he going to rob me? What's going to happen? That's what you're really thinking. That's being correct. Oh, but you go to Vermont. We're just going to, dear day, we're going to let illegals vote. You don't have to be a citizen. Come on up here. We'll let you vote. We'll let you be a part of the elections. In a state where you can't legally work. I'm up there. I'm making maple syrup. That's what I'm doing. I need my ITINs number so that I can sit there and claim like 70 people on my tax return. Yeah. I know it was technically designed so that I can pay taxes and pay my fair share. But, you know, we all know that's not. Loopholes. Folks, don't forget to like and share, please. Comment. Let me know you're watching. Also, I do have a PayPal link down there, you know. So if you want to donate and make the show better, help out. But, you know, it's this world we live in. It's the people that should be offended by it that aren't. That really gets me in this world, because everything that... You can't do that. That's offensive. You can't say that. That's offensive. Well, the people it should be offending aren't offended. That's derogatory against Native Americans. And then you have like Native Americans on Fox. Well, we support that. What's wrong with it? We have no problem with it. Why do you? Why do you, who are not Native American, have no Native American heritage? Gee, my wife has Native American here, by the way. So, but why, okay. Oh, it offends everyone, but the people it should offend. I always thought that black, the blackface people were mimicking the coal miners, because that's what they were like when they came home. All you saw was the whites of their eyes. But that's just where we live in, folks. That's just where we live in. People don't. Because people, I mean, if there was a protest for Hillary Clinton, like back in the day, if there was a protest for anybody when I was in elementary school, my dad would have beat my ass if I walked out. My dad would have beat my butt if I would have walked out. But that's me. That's my generation. Now it's like, kids are, we need to save the environment because, plastic straws are like 0.00001% of the problem, but we need to have glass straws. We need to eliminate plastic by eliminating plastic straws because, you know, even though like, they're like a 65/1000th of a percent of the problem. You know, we got to sit there and we got to figure that out because it's just, you know, it's, you know, and I'm just 14. I don't really know anything. I was just given this piece of paper and I'm reading what it says because I can't understand half of this, you know, terminology. But, you know, please, I got out of school for this. So, you know, I mean, folks, stop. I hate these people that abuse their kids.
And that's exactly what it is.
It is. At 16 years old, if you would have told me the world was coming to an end, I'm like, I really don't believe that, but how can I disprove you? I don't know anything. Yeah. And there's many people who are, when they had that climate strike day, that are coming up there. I'm like, I wouldn't even begin to know.
If my grandkids or my great nieces or nephews.
Even if I supported.
If I supported it, I sure in the blank didn't talk about it at the house.
So, like, if it was a Trump rally, and they walked out to support Trump, would you support that or no?
Walk out of school?
Yeah, like they
do. Oh, no. I don't care.
Yeah, same Trump, here.
Trump, Carter, Reagan, there's a time and place.
Yeah.
That actually, who can vote in the elections? Can those kids?
No.
Then they need to be learning.
Yeah. Exactly.
They don't need to be.
My thoughts exactly.
Without school. If I were to miss school, I mean, I had to be on death's door to miss school.
Yeah.
Unless I made up something. Like, anyway, that's here, neither here nor there. Neither here nor there. Let it go. But if I would have left school for that.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Well, like
you wouldn't even have crossed your mind.
Like I've said before, I know what a lot of my teachers now think politically, but you never knew what anyone. It was never.
My history teacher who made me call my dad being proud of this country, fighting for this country, put the love of this country in my heart. Being a Republican was my history teacher, honestly. He was a big Democrat at the time. Did I know that? No.
So say, but I guess I'm one of those blessed people that was fortunate enough to never be a Republican or Democrat. I was always an American, and that's what I was always told to be. Stop. And now you see these things now that say, stop acting like a Republican, Democrat, be an American. And I was always that person like, well, this guy who I really support, he's a libertarian, and he's going to get about like 0.5% of the vote.
Right.
And I really want to vote for him, but I guarantee you, I need to make sure that the Republican is the same as the Democrat. I mean, that's the thing. Look at how right before he died, how many of these liberals were backing John McCain and thinking he was the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Well, they did that because he went against Trump.
Yeah.
But what did they say about him when he was running for president?
Oh, they hated him.
Oh, he was the mold on the sliced bread.
Yeah. See, that's what you got to understand. The DNR means nothing. Remember, the right and left wing come off the same bird.
Yep.
And that's the problem. People don't realize. Well, you're going to, no matter who you pick, like I've said this is a million and one times. You know, if you had the plane going into the Willis Tower, Barack Obama, Mitt Romney, John McCain, and Hillary Clinton, they would all never steer us clear of the tower. They would just let us slam into it. Two of them would get there faster. What's the point of picking Barack Obama or John McCain if they're both going in the wrong direction? If you need to go to Florida and they're headed north, you want to find someone else. And that's what people never realize. And I think people now are starting to wake up and realize, well, hey, maybe.
I think Trump has done that. That's one thing that Trump has done.
Yeah, and they don't want to talk about that.
He's shown what the Washington establishment, not the Democrat establishment or the Republican establishment, the Washington establishment, meaning both, that they work with. They haven't done anything for this country.
You want to know who the real whistleblower is? Donald J. Trump. Because he's the whistleblower on the establishment, the elitist, the deep state, the ruling class, the D.C. swamp, and all the enemies of the people. But he's proven out that, hey, they're not doing anything. Now, if you think it's okay to spend billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of tax dollars, go right ahead on Trump. But I want to get into this because as cannabis becomes more and more and more and more legal, Well, so many people, if you test positive in a drug test, we have to fire you. Even though you're using it on your own time for your, you know, whatever. Like, you know, and how do we go forward with that?
Well, what me and Sandra and Steve, me and Steve were talking, the hardest thing with that is, like, with alcohol, stays in your system for a while. For a limited amount of time.
Yeah.
So you can take like a breathalyzer or a blood test and you know when you've been drinking and what, you know.
Cannabis, you can't.
Exactly. They need to come up with a test to where you can.
Yeah.
That's what we were talking about.
Eyes of the Lot. Buds on Tour. With the famous Dead & Company. You know, I read an article one time where they believed that there were people through the government that were actually handing out acid to people and staying with them and seeing how it affected them. And they were like, they had the actual doses down and everything. And they were like kind of experimenting, you know, doing like clinical trials on let's get this guy a sugar cube. We know exactly how much is in this and let's see what happens and this and that. And, you know, and the Grateful Dead was always a pot-smoking, LSD-using crowd. Just, like, leave us alone. Let us do our thing. Let us, you know. And then when Touch of Grey happened and the band came, and wait a minute here, Touch of Grey, and all these people tried to go see him, and why are the tickets sold out and everything? And then, well, they've had a following for many, 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 many years. Since 65, they've had a following. When they started at Haight-Ashbury in San Francisco. And then the second wave came in. You know? But they were all, it was only, I mean, you sit there, what was wrong with smoking a joint and watching the dead and having a great time? And then look at all these people here. We can make tons of money off of them. And then people just, a bad entity came in and wasn't what it was. Wasn't the scene that I got into, where it was just like, relax and enjoy yourself and have a great time. You know, and hey, we've never had an issue with it or a problem with it. And that's the thing. All this stuff that they said negative about it. And then when you find out, wait a minute here. Obi Mishika has been getting over 100,000 joints sent to her by the federal government. Irvin Rosenfeld's been getting how many joints? 300 a month? Interesting. And then you start learning more and more about the hypocrisies. They've proven back in the 70s that it helps with glaucoma. Why didn't we want, it has no medical value. Because the DEA can't make money. If you legalized every single drug right now, the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Agency would pretty much be out of business. You'd only need just a little bit, literally just a tiny smidget, just to ensure that people are buying cannabis at the legal age of 18 or 21, or they're buying the drug at the legal age. That's where we're at, folks. That's where we're at. That's what doesn't get me, because people just have this notion that, like, oh, it's so dangerous, it's so bad, and it's going to take a while to get people to understand that. And what we deal with here is, and that's what I try to educate people. I mean, and that's a big thing for me, because it's not like in 1993 or 94, I could have said, you know, when I graduate high school, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to have a cannabis dispensary. We're going to have a meditation room, prayer room at any time, you know, a couple days a week. We have pastoral people to come in there if you need prayers or anything. We got a chiropractor that does acupuncture, massages and stuff over here. You know, this is a place where you can just relax. We have a lounge where you can sit there and just, and, you know, we have a staff on hand that knows what's going on, knows what the products are that can help you. It wasn't even a dream in the world just to be able to say, hey, you know, 1 acre of paper produces as much. No, it doesn't. 1 acre of hemp produces as much paper as 4 acres of trees, you know. It's a better fiber. It's a better textile. Pound for pound, you get more ethanol out of it. The seed is the best oil. Healthiest. All this. It wasn't even a thought or a dream. It was like, okay, gotta be careful because I'm getting the High Times magazine. It's kind of like you hide the High Times magazine like you would have a nudie magazine when you're 12. You know, but now it's like it's a potential dream that, you know, I could own a dispensary like that someday. You know, I that's one thing I learned a lot from tour was, you know, if I ever have my own shop or my own store or whatever, all are welcome. Come on in. Just hang out. Don't worry, I got the dead plan. Yeah, this is, I think, spring 77. That was good tour, man. Great shows, you know, whatever the case may be. But, you know, have a chair, sit down. You know, Got about 10 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You know, thank you so much for your time this evening today. Don't forget to like and share, please. I do have the PayPal link if you want to donate, help out the conversation. It's always appreciated. CBD as an antibiotic kills strep, MRSA, and more. What they're saying is that you might be able to take like the cannabidiol, like a real, you know how you make Rick Simpson oil? If you don't know how to make Rick Simpson oil, if you don't need to, in case you don't know, Rick Simpson was the guy that developed the cannabis oil. It's really strong, that can kill cancer and all kinds of other stuff. And you take any weed and you take like a clear grain alcohol, you know, like a isopropyl alcohol as high as you can get, or an Everclear, and you put it in there and you shake and you rinse off the chemicals, the solubles, and you dump it out, and you do that a second time, and you dump it, and then you take that and you slowly, slowly simmer it and slowly, slowly cook it until all you're left with is almost like tar. And that is the very, very high chemicals. And what that does is they're saying if you do that where it's CBD only, that can be very, very antibiotic. So if you're sick, you can take that as an antibiotic and really, really high end. So it's showing promise. You know, just like the magic mushrooms are showing massive promise, but because you get hallucinating from them, so it's one of those things that if it didn't do what, if you didn't hallucinate, you'd be like, wait a minute here. You know, you would actually probably have, because they're having people that are like manic depressant that, guess what? Now they're turning around and being cured. But, you know, I want to get on. I got about 7 minutes left. I want to get into some Premier League news. And with the English Premier League, you know, that there's one big question is, because there are so many people that are Ollie in, Ollie out, Ollie in, Ollie out. Where do we go from here? You know, should Ollie Gunnar Solskjaer stay as manager? Should he go? And, you know, is it the owner's fault? Is it that we don't have a director of football? Is it the Glazers, you know, the owners? Is it, who do you blame? Who do you not?
I blame the owners and no director of football.
Yeah. I'm one of those people that give
the director of football and see what happens.
Here's my philosophy. Let Trump do what he wants. And if the country really does go down, then you can say, hey, it's his fault. You know, give Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and the Reds.
He's going to say it's the Democrats' fault. When he runs again, that how great it is, and it could be better, but it's their fault. This is why he had to run again. Because all they've done in the past 3 years is impeachment.
Yeah.
Waste our money on investigating.
Yeah. And but like with Ollie,
but give him everything he wants, all the players.
As many as that will come. And then if he fails, hey, I do have to agree, though. He is at least getting the right type of player in here. He's getting rid, but then there's tons of people. Simon Soane from the BBC came out and recently and said, you know what? I'll say it like this. Why did he get rid of Lukaku? At least he was a scorer. I'm like, if you're going to get rid of some of these players, you need to have a plan of action to get someone in to replace him. Why that's not happening, I have no idea. Now, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer can sit there and say, hey, you know, my hands are tied. This is what's going on. You know, he can say, hey, I'm doing everything but this is what's going on. This is why, you know, he doesn't have to bash the Glazers, but he can say, hey, you know, this is the transfer window I was given. I'm doing the best I can with what I've got. You know, if they will, you know, I'm trying to get rid of the players that need to get out of here and keep the players we need to keep. But when they, you know, of course I got to keep Jones and Ashley Young. Of course I have to. They suck, but I'm not going to get anyone to replace them. So You know, I want a director of football. There's things that need to happen, and it's not happening. And he needs to kind of put the ball in their court, and I'd love to see, well, what are the, I want to have him, like, call out the Glazers and say, hey, I'm doing the best I can. You know, yeah, we got Alexis Sanchez, and he flopped. You know, I'm trying the best I can with the players I have, but yeah, granted, you can't expect Mason Greenwood to dominate. They're going to screw up. They're going to make mistakes. They're young. They're the youth. They're learning. I'm not going to bash any of the youth because they're learning. But at the same time, I can't really say much about Ashley Young because they're not at the fitness level that they once were. Trust me, we're all going downhill. We're not getting any younger. There's going to be a time where Cristiano Ronaldo is not going to be able to run on the pitch and do stuff. But they're going to, as long as he can kind of go, he'll be worth some money. Because they'll people, you know, I mean, someone will want to see him come on the pitch in a walker. But, you know, I really do believe that we just got to, I don't know. I'm not all the out. We need a director of football first and foremost. We need to have someone that can sit there and, okay, you tell me who you want. I mean, because that Woodward don't know private parts about running the football. You don't know anything. You need to have a director of football. You need to have someone out there saying, hey, you know, there's a lot of missing links. And, you know, and I honestly think, given the situation we have right now, if the only difference between now is if we had every player exactly the same that came in and everything, the only difference is we got Zinedine Zidane, I think he would struggle. I really do. I don't think – put Pochettino in place of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, but keep every player that left, every player that stayed. Everything's exactly the same on the team except for Pochettino instead of Ole Gunnar.
It's the people he's putting on the field.
Yeah.
So it's the people on the field, their fault.
Yeah, they need to – yeah, if they're that's one thing Mark has talked about. He goes, if they're, well, why aren't they need to step it up. They need to, okay, if they're having issues playing 90 minutes, where's their fitness level? They need to be the ones that are sitting there coming in an hour before practice. The problem is these people, look, I've got 50 million. I don't have to worry. Win, lose, or draw. I may not have a trophy at the end of my life, but guess what? I don't have to work. I get $150,000 a week. Win, lose, or draw. I remember there was one guy one time at work. He figured out what an NBA player makes. It just sits on the bench. It doesn't even play until you have enough injuries, and then he's forced to play.
That's the one thing I did like about today. When they played Missouri, they lost seven players. The quarterback and the right tackle, same play. One ended up having shoulder surgery.
Yeah.
The other one broke his ankle and his leg. And had to have ankle surgery. I hope I'm not.
Yeah.
Speaking right. Those two players will never be the same physically.
No.
But what showed up was the freshmen. They only lost that game. And this was like within not even the first 10 minutes of the game when that play happened.
Yeah.
Okay? They already had, Minnesota already had 10 points.
Thank you so much for tuning in. My wife is right on. God bless you all.
Sorry.
And good night. Goodbye.